I always bite the heads off babies. Don't know why. The orange ones first, then green, red, pink, and finally yellow. Always save yellow for last, I do. Never eat the purple ones, though. Sergeant Mungerman put the head between his teeth and carefully bit down, avoiding the arms. What about you? Never touch them, Sarge. PC Tom Ridpath tapped the top of the steering wheel, staring through the windscreen at the road. The wiper swept across once, clearing the light drizzle from the glass. It was one of those Manchester days when it was either raining, thinking about raining, or had just finished raining and was about to start again. The sergeant popped the remaining torso of the jelly baby into his mouth, searching in the white paper bag as he chewed. They all have names, you know. Now this one, the purple one, is called Big Heart. He held the body of the jelly baby between his large, nicotine-stained fingers. Ugly brute, isn't he? The windscreen wipers cleared the glass once more. If you say so, Sarge. They'd parked up in front of Turner's newsagents on the corner of Withington Road. Sergeant Mungovan went there every day at 11 o'clock when he was on the morning shift. It was the only place selling his jelly babies out of a jar. The sergeant bit the head off a bright fluorescent green baby. Look, I told you this morning, it's either Doc or Sergeant. I can't stand Sarge. Makes me think of Bilko. Who's he, Sarge? Sergeant. Before your time, son. And you can call me Ridpath. I hate Thomas or Tom. So bloody Victorian. The sergeant shifted his bulk as he peered into the white paper bag. Years of sitting in police cars, eating sweets, bacon butties and Greg's Cornish pasties had taken their toll. You can have the purple one, Toms, if... Before he had finished the sentence, a large white van turned sharply right in front of them, without any indication, causing another motorist to stamp on his brakes, bringing his car to a screeching stop. Sergeant Mungovan folded the top half inch of his paper bag. Right, our kid, time to pop your cherry. Looks like you've got your first collar. Let's get after him. Ridpath leant forward to switch on the siren and lights of the Vauxhall Astra, only to find his hand slapped away. Sergeant's privileges. Didn't they teach you anything at Sedgley Park? The whoop of the siren erupted from above Ridpath's head, and the light cut through the gloom of March in Manchester. He put the car in gear and raced after the white van, now 200 yards ahead and moving fast. Sergeant Mungovan spoke into the radio. In pursuit of a white Ford Transit, license plate FB05TBY, along Wilbraham Road, over. The van was ignoring the siren and the flashing lights, overtaking a slow-moving car and racing down the road. A spike of adrenaline surged through Ridpath's body as he stamped on the accelerator. So this is what it felt like. A police chase just like those on Miami Vice. Except he was involved and he was in charge. After a short lag, the Vauxhall leapt forward, belying its age. At least the engine was well looked after. They were gaining rapidly on their prey, the van ahead boxed in by the traffic. Slow down, Stirling Moss. I want to nab this one with me in one piece.